Well, I do think, you know, as we've talked about, that Chevy's going to try and bring in some pieces. You know, he's proven in the past that he can get work done in the offseason and leading up to the trade deadline. So, you know, it may not be a top four defenseman who comes in to help the Winnipeg Jets, but I would suspect that he's looking for, you know, a veteran player, somebody with some experience who can come in and play some meaningful minutes. So if that happens between now and the trade deadline, then I mean, that's going to be a step forward. And there's going to be some change that is going to be positive from Winnipeg's standpoint. But that's not happening tonight. And that's probably not going to happen, you know, before they come back from the break. So, you know, what you have to believe in if you're a Jets fan is that there are answers that come from within, you know, despite the fact that, you know, it's been of a challenging stretch that they've gone through of late. It's essentially the same group minus the injuries, which are significant, as you guys can appreciate here. It's essentially the same group that has had a real decent season. I don't know how you guys read Paul Maurice's postgame last night. I believe, and I think he was sincere. And even though the score certainly didn't flatter Winnipeg in the 4-1 wrap, you know, as he said, it looked like those guys worked their asses off. But defensively, they're just not strong enough, and that puts a ton of pressure on Connor Hellebuyck, who for the most part this year has been very, very good. So they can collectively play better, and they may have to until some reinforcement is brought in.